节。听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Could I come to see you at about 11:15, Jenny?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm having an appointment then. What about 30 minutes later, Tom?
Text 2. Martin is nice and kind, but his twin brother is much too talkative.
You said it, and he isn't warm-hearted either.
Text 3. Can we go for a picnic this weekend, Mom?
Well, I'm afraid not. I'll be busy getting my computer repaired. Besides, you have lots of homework to do.
Text 4. Could you tell me when my film will be developed?
Well, though it's nearly lunchtime, I guess it will be finished in a couple of minutes. Text 5. This bus seems to be running late. How long have you been waiting?
I've been here for at least 15 minutes now.
Text 2. Listen to the five dialogues or read. After each dialogue or read, there are several sub-questions. From the question given, A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍，听第六段材料。回答第六至七题。
Hi, I'll be your waitress this evening. Are you ready to order, or do you need a few more minutes?
I'm ready now.I'd like the roast chicken and a side order of corn.
And would you like an appetizer before your meal? The soup of the day is delicious tomato soup.
I'll pass on the soup, but I'd like a garden salad.
Can I get you anything to drink?
Yes, I'd like a glass of iced tea.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute with your drink and salad.
Thank you.
Hi.I'll be your waitress this evening. Are you ready to order, or do you need a few more minutes?
I'm ready now. I'd like the roast chicken and a side order of corn.
And would you like an appetizer before your meal? The soup of the day is delicious tomato soup.
I'll pass on the soup, but I'd like a garden salad.
Can I get you anything to drink?
Yes, I'd like a glass of iced tea.
Okay.I'll be back in a minute with your drink and salad.
Thank you.
Listen to the seventh material. Answer the eighth to tenth questions.
I'm worried about the coming midterm exam. I even can't sleep well.
Yeah, I understand. I experienced the same last year.
Would you like to give me some practical advice?
Well, I did plenty of exercise regularly and asked my teacher for help.
But I have no time, and I'm afraid of seeing my teacher.
That's the problem.
It is always easier said than done.
Make efforts to change your old habits. That will benefit you a lot.
Okay, in that case, I'll have a try. I'm worried about the coming midterm exam. I even can't sleep well.
Yeah, I understand. I experienced the same last year.
Would you like to give me some practical advice?
Well, I did plenty of exercise regularly and asked my teacher for help.
But I have no time, and I'm afraid of seeing my teacher.
That's the problem.
It is always easier said than done.
Make efforts to change your old habits. That will benefit you a lot.
Okay, in that case, I'll have a try.
Come in, Bob. I'm Abby Asker, the manager. You can call me Abby.
Pleased to meet you.
Sit down. Firstly, Bob, can I ask which job you are applying for?
I'm applying for the receptionist position.
Have you done any front desk work before?
I have work experience in front desk. You have my supervisor's report there. What's more, I once worked as a Latin teacher and a secretary in an international company.
And why do you want to work at the Plaza Hotel?
Because it has a great reputation, not just for its service, but as a good place to work.
I'm glad to hear it, and you have the job. Come in, Bob. I'm Abby Asker, the manager. You can call me Abby.
Pleased to meet you.
Sit down. Firstly, Bob, can I ask which job you are applying for?
I'm applying for the receptionist position.
Have you done any front desk work before?
I have work experience in front desk. You have my supervisor's report there. What's more, I once worked as a Latin teacher and a secretary in an international company.
And why do you want to work at the Plaza Hotel?
Because it has a great reputation, not just for its service, but as a good place to work.
I'm glad to hear it. And you have the job.
Ping第九段材料，回答第14至16题。
What did you do last night? Did you work all night?
Yes, I did some work, and then I watched a bit of TV, to relax, you know.
Did you watch the football?
No, I didn't. I can't bear football.
Really?
Yes, I really hate it. Actually, just before the football came on, I switched over.
What did you see then?
Well, I saw a film. It was some kind of love story. With Dustin Hoffman.
The Graduate?
That's it.
Yes, I know. I've seen that. Yes, a good film.
Yes, and nice music. And then I turned off the TV.
Terrible, terrible.
I really can't stand it.
It was a great game. What did you do last night? Did you work all night?
Yes, I did some work, and then I watched a bit of TV, to relax, you know.
Did you watch the football?
No, I didn't. I can't bear football.
Really?
Yes, I really hate it. Actually, just before the football came on, I switched over.
What did you see then?
Well, I saw a film. It was some kind of love story, with Dustin Hoffman.
The Graduate?
That's it.
Yes, I know. I've seen that. Yes, a good film.
Yes, and nice music. And then I turned off the TV.
Terrible, terrible.
I really can't stand it.
It was a great game. Robert was a clever young man and got on well with his classmates. They liked him and played with him, though he often boasted. He hoped to join the army when he left the middle school. Bad luck. His leg was hurt in a traffic accident. He had to go to his home village and help his father to manage the farm. He read a lot of books on farming and did well in it. He got much money and bought a few farms. 10 years later, he became the richest farmer in his village. One day, Robert met several friends in London. They knew nothing about their lame friend. It made him unhappy, and he asked them to visit his farm. They agreed and went there with him. They saw a beautiful house with a big garden when they got there. The next morning, he took them to his farm. It was so large that they couldn't see the other end, and it surprised them all. Robert said it would take 2 days to reach the other end of the farm by car. Hearing this, one of his friends laughed and said there must be something wrong with the car. Robert was a clever young man and got on well with his classmates. They liked him and played with him, though he often boasted. He hoped to join the army when he left the middle school. Bad luck. His leg was hurt in a traffic accident. He had to go to his home village and help his father to manage the farm. He read a lot of books on farming and did well in it. He got much money and bought a few farms. 10 years later, he became the richest farmer in his village. One day, Robert met several friends in London. They knew nothing about their lame friend. It made him unhappy, and he asked them to visit his farm. They agreed and went there with him. They saw a beautiful house with a big garden when they got there. The next morning, he took them to his farm. It was so large that they couldn't see the other end, and it surprised them all. Robert said it would take 2 days to reach the other end of the farm by car. Hearing this, one of his friends laughed and said there must be something wrong with the car.